Can be weirdly insensitive.
It literally should be the song. Get me out of here.
No, we don't.
Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. We're joined by two guests today. Two boys. Comedians.
Kiss.
Friends in real life.
I'll kiss you.
Past guests.
Yeah. Me and Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. And
yeah, you guys should kiss.
And it's in the middle of our my birthday is Wednesday. Your birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, they're also comedians and our friends, is the other thing I was going to say.
You guys think you'll make it to the next year?
We call it Hot Swirl Summer. That's what we're calling it.
Wait, I love that.
It's fun. Yeah,
why?
Well, the swirl.
Black, I'm black. He's Southern.
You're black?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Only from the waist up.
Tiny penis.
Let's do it over.
Tiny penis.
A minute in and you're dunking on yourself.
Yeah.
Two guys are two of the tiniest penises in the game.
Welcome to the pod.
Two guys.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's medium.
It's me and Lizzie. Two guys with the tiniest penises in the game.
Can I just clarify?
We have teeny tiny penises.
Yeah. We got innies.
Teeny tiny makes it so much worse.
Look, an itsy bitsy.
Yeah, I don't like
teeny little weenies over here.
Filipino from the waist down. I feel like you wouldn't let me have that.
Sure, sure,
sure. Oh, okay. And we were all wondering.
Yeah,
what
so whatever that means to you, that's more about you guys than me.
And sure. I'm not saying anything.
No. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing
say
on
something.
That.
Yeah, you like this fucking coward.
I won't. Stay on back, don't
I bet they have a wide array of penis sizes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, comedy's Wilfred Padua.
He's Filipino.
He's Filipino for the listener.
It's Sam and Ben's birthdays. And. Plug up top there. Sam is recording his special tomorrow, and Ben,
so
you already recorded.
Yeah,
so this will be out like 26 months
and
after
it. Went great.
Yeah.
And it went great.
But Ben has a special coming out, so stop it so I can plug. Behave yourself for 1 second.
Better plug it up.
Ben, your album is probably out now. What is the name?
It's called Supple Harlot.
Okay.
Right? It's on YouTube, and then you will also be able to, you can buy the album version of it as well. It has bonus tracks on it, so check
fuck
it out.
Fuck yeah. And then you guys plug your socials up top so that we don't lose it at the end.
At really Sam Evans, R-E-A-L-L-Y.
And Ben?
Sam Evans.
I'm at Shaq Katzner, Katzner, K-A-T-Z-N-E-R. Shaq like the basketball player.
The pod can be fun now. We got it out of my system.
No, it's over.
I'm sorry for
like
yelling.
I feel like we did what we needed to do.
Was Shaq
I think
a
we should
college
end.
College nickname?
High school.
High school.
Yeah.
From they didn't know
why?
A lot of black guys.
It
was your dad's nickname for you.
It was Big Cat because my last name's Katzner.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but I'm just, whatever. And then later, I play basketball poorly. And so they're like, he's black and he plays basketball and he's big. That's Shaq.
And you couldn't hit a free throw?
I couldn't hit the
that's
coach.
That's the thing about Shaq.
I wanted to hit the
notes. I know stuff
that is
about
true.
Well,
cool like, girl.
He was bad at free throws.
I know. Yeah. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
I think I was better. I was pretty good at free throws. Coach hated me because I was black, so he didn't play me.
Cut that.
My coach was...
He's not going to listen.
No, he actually
this
does.
This is a girl podcast.
I'm going to tell you right now, my old basketball coach has come watch me do stand-up comedy. And like generally is supportive.
So he probably just didn't like you because you were bad at basketball.
No, he loved me and I was bad at basketball.
Oh, so, you were joking before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, is that not what we're doing? I was molested by my high school baseball coach.
And we're back, folks.
We were having so much fun before we turned the microphones on.
I know.
I've never named more names in my life than I did in the last 20 minutes.
And we'll start again now.
Everybody say one person you hate.
No.
I'm going to do it. You don't have to cut it out. Jeff Dye. I said it.
Do
okay.
It.
That's,
yeah.
Like a, that's like an easy one,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah, I say it on every podcast.
Louis C.K. Cut that.
He's coming for you.
Yeah.
Sam. Oh, coming at you. What?
You have to say one you hate.
Sam, do it. Sam.
Carmen Legault.
She's been the nice guy in everyone's narrative for too fucking long.
For the listener, we love Carmen, but Sam did date her and they broke up.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Fuck yeah.
They're good friends. I think a lot of us think a round two's coming up.
Yeah,
I agree.
Oh my God.
We actually do have a betting pool on
it.
There is a running count now, and I believe it just hit 14 people. Carmen.
I'm two of them.
I'm single. Carmen recently single, and now 14 people have asked me. If it's going to happen again.
Yeah, I, to be clear, only asked if you guys fucked. I didn't ask if you were getting back together.
All right.
Oh.
It's not happening.
A loud silence from Sam.
a deafening silence from Sam.
The lip smacking. Not happening to the board.
Or is happening.
My person is so everyone get that.
Wow. A guy none of you have heard of and never will.
My ex-boyfriend from when I was a 22-year-old drunk
you
and boy, I know.
Wow. Can we go through all the people you've dated?
It's a nightmare.
For you.
Yeah. Again, Louis C.K.
Bill Cosby I dated. Briefly.
Yeah.
We briefly had an affair in prison.
Yeah. Well, there. This is maybe not respectfully, but may I throw this out there?
Yeah.
If you're feeling weird about where you stand with a person and you think they maybe don't fuck with you, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to send them a long text asking why.
Yeah.
That's like crazy.
If you're not friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're like, I'm catching a vibe, but we're not really friends, or we have a history and it's like kind of...
Or you broke up, which is someone... essentially being like, hey, I don't want you.
I would rather not have you in my life. Then to like now be like, hey, can you do emotional labor so that I know that I'm not a weird freak?
And it's
like,
feel better.
Yeah.
Fix it.
And it's your turn now to do it.
Yeah, we don't, you're going to, anytime you're about to send a long text, text someone else first and see if it's necessary.
Do a screenshot.
Yeah.
Has a long text ever accomplished anything in anyone's life here?
It's made me feel worse.
Yeah, it's definitely made me feel worse.
Yeah.
I got a long text the other day, 3-year-old apology from a guy I went on 2 dates with.
Whoa.
I said, brother, you better be working the steps, because if not, this is a load of bullshit.
This is poo.
Anyway, his ball smelled like poop.
I love a long text. A long text from a lady telling you she's in love with you again. That's what I like. Chef's kiss.
What's interesting about the I'm still in love with you text is it's not long.
Yeah.
Everyone I've gotten of those has been pretty like, hey, me again.
Still in love
Look
with you.
Look who's back.
And I had to be like, no.
Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Stop saying people's names. If I can't do bits while you plug, you can't say names of people I dated.
Fair enough.
I am a little afraid
of. And that's an arrangement.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go.
Fuck Eminem. What's
that?
I fucked Eminem.
Yeah.
And Bill Cosby.
Jeez. Wow.
The same.
I don't have a type.
What a roster.
Close personal friends.
Wild cards.
Yeah, I feel like I've sent way more long texts than I've ever received now that I'm saying it. But it was always like, it wasn't like a forgiveness. It was like, here's all of it. Take it or leave it. And they're like, I'm leaving. I don't want any of this. This is pointless. Why are we doing this? I don't like this.
Yeah, I've sent a long text, but it's like, it's usually like, here's everything you did to me. And I never said anything about it.
Sure.
And I'm going to block you after I send this.
Yeah. Sure. Mm. I'm a long email guy, actually.
Yeah, you will write somebody an essay.
Oh, man.
In, MLA format. About your grievances.
Yes, and then, but recently I wrote it, didn't send it.
That's a good practice, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you feel good after it?
Oh, yeah.
I got to read it.
Or you sent it to a fake email or something?
emotionalregulation@gmail.com.
Oh, that's a good idea. Actually.
Yeah, and during it, I would read it. It was like slam poetry to me, and I'd be like...
Sure.
Yeah, it's fun to pop
great
off
point,
in an
great
email.
Great point, great point. And I won't send it to you, so you'll always wonder. And then your email will be crazy, and it'll stand alone. That's the thing. If you want to send a crazy text, and a person doesn't respond, then you sent
you
a...
Now
the cheese stands alone. There's just a big blue paragraph, and you look like a fucking whack job.
Sure.
Yeah. And isn't that winning?
The cheese stands alone.
what a great poll.
You said that shit like it meant something, too. I was like, yeah, the cheese does stand alone.
That'd be so funny if you sent a long text, got no reply for days, and then just reply to it and go, and the cheese stands alone.
That actually, now you do win. If you can be funny in the long text, you can win.
Yeah. Or afterwards you'd be like, whoa, this was a little much, or something self-aware. Yeah.
I'll call.
Oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, and because I'm crazy, people have to answer because they think I relapsed or I'm going to kill myself.
Ooh, the old catch 22.
Shout out to your boyfriend.
I need people to know the gleeful smile with which Lizzie said
You got to watch the show on YouTube. They pick up the phone and they go, yeah. And I go, okay. I'm thinking a lot. Yeah. And I think this time it could work. And they go, listen, it is what it is. And I go, listen to me. Hear me out. Hear me out or I'll drink.
And they go, Lizzie, the cheese stands alone.
And I go, I have a gun in my mouth. Yeah.
If I start acting suicidal, people will pick up more.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to look weirder.
I don't know if you want to risk it, bro. Yeah. Like, you don't know for sure that people are going to pick up.
And then that's tough. Yeah.
I'm going to fucking kill myself. Yeah. And I'll talk to all of you in the next few weeks.
Guys, watch him special. Like. Oh my God, he's on the edge.
A thing about me is I'll always pick up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm alone all day and I don't like it. I'm chewing on the furniture and climbing on the walls. So if someone calls me, I'm like, hi, what are we talking about?
You know what's interesting though? And I'm just realizing in this moment with both of you, and it's not for any reason, but it's like a faux barrier that you have in friendships. It's like you become close friends. Yeah. But you aren't phone friends yet. Because I wasn't phone friends with Ben until he moved.
Had to move.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
I was bringing this up.
No, but it's true.
Like, I've been trying to get the number for years.
We never
still
talked on the phone.
Because we see each other all the time.
Yeah. But then it's like, you're gone. But there was the first like 2 or 3 months you were gone, I didn't call. And I was like, oh, I guess I have to call.
Yeah. I was feeling pretty disconnected from a lot of the people. I was like, oh, I thought we were close friends. And then I was like, I guess they're all dead. And I,
but it's literally just getting through that fake barrier.
You got to get through the fake. I'll do a thing that's very vulnerable where like, I'll be texting a friend and they'll be like, oh, I can't hang out this weekend. I'm on the road. And I'm like, hey, if you get bored, call me. And then they don't. And I'm like, well, you must have had a really exciting weekend in Tulsa. And then they come back and they're like, oh my God, there's nothing to do there. And I'm like, I told you, call me.
I was face down
on the
floor.
But I guess you don't like me that much.
The cheese stands alone.
The cheese stands alone all weekend.
You called me yesterday and I was in like the middle
of a
serious conversation.
I'm psychic.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I'm having like a really serious conversation.
Yeah,
so I do
like,
want to do
like,
this.
Yeah. I'm psychic. It turns out I'm psychic and I had to tell somebody who'd believe me.
Of course I believe. I'll co-sign all day.
Okay. So a couple months ago, I went to a concert and I was walking in and I was like, somebody I don't want to see is here.
Mm-hmm. Like you just knew.
I felt it in my bones. I've had sex with a lot of guys who go to pop punk concerts.
Yeah, I was gonna say, aren't you just
listen to me?
Statistically.
I think we call that returning to the scene of the crime.
Yeah. So in my bones, I was like, I know someone here and I think I don't like them. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I ran into someone I know and do like. And I was like, okay, my vibes were just a little off. You know, it's okay. Everything's fine. And then I went home and I saw a random TikTok from the concert and I liked it because I wanted to show it to my boyfriend. And for some reason, I was like, I should check and see who posted it. And it was the guy from my joke that I went on a date with who had no teeth.
Oh,
who
I never want to see again.
So my bones were right. He was there. There was someone there that I didn't want to run into. And I felt the feeling and I was right. And then 2 weeks later, I was going to an open mic. Embarrassing. Not one of the good ones.
Who
needed
amongst
something
us?
To do.
Yeah.
And I was I on my way there, I was like, I'm gonna see someone I don't want to see here. I felt it again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know.
Fucking
it's a real
movie. Listen to me. I felt
listen
it.
To me.
Oh my God. Billy proceeded.
That's a person I don't
keep
like.
Keep that in. Yeah. Keep that in.
We're not beeping that one out.
Go, keep that in sex pass. So I was like, I'm gonna see someone I don't like. So I went to the open mic. I didn't know anyone there. I didn't see anyone I didn't like. And then I was leaving, I was walking, and who do I run into but the same guy
Toothless.
From the joke with no teeth.
Is he a comedian?
Saw him on the street, took off in a full sprint away from him.
On the phone with me being like, he's gonna kill me!
Literally running, being like, he's killed before, he'll kill me! You gotta listen to the joke.
Maybe one of his teeth is like a tracker and he's just put it on you somewhere so he just always knows where you're at.
I do think he made me swallow an air tag at some point while we were on the date. So I ran into him again and I was like, God, I'm so psychic. And then last night, I was getting ready to go out. I was going to hang out with my friends. Not a thing where I'd run into someone that I don't want to see.
Wow.
But I was doing my makeup, and I was like, I should do my makeup better because I'm going to see someone I don't want to see tonight.
Whoa, girl psychic.
Okay? So then I go to this show. I'm hanging out with my friends, and then one of my friends is like, let's go to this bar. And I'm like, oh, I fucked a crazy – well, hooked up with a crazy guy who lives above that bar. And then I was like, oh, my God, this is it. It's happening. I was right. Mm-hmm. So we go to the bar, and I don't see the guy. And I'm leaving, and I'm like, okay, I guess I was wrong this time, but I knew we'd go to the bar. And then I'm getting in an Uber 2 streets away from his house, and who do I see but the crazy guy who has a woman's femur on his mantle who I didn't want to run into? So I'm just saying I'm a psychic.
So as a psychic, do you think that you knew that was a little bit too much for us? You know, like,
she's not. I'm not a mind reader. I can predict the future. Yeah.
She's not an empath. Okay. She just knows when bad vibes are coming.
I just know when bad vibes are coming from like 4 hours in advance, and I think that's pretty psychic.
I do have a question.
I believe you.
Yeah,
I believe you.
I can tell you don't believe me.
It's a job interview. So one question. Yeah, go ahead.
I just don't believe in psychics. It's not that I don't
believe women. Yep.
There we go. Classic. You fucking knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. I've never met a man into the bear trap? Like, I think I'm psychic.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because men don't communicate with the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean?
Hey, you're right. Yeah. And I'm so sorry.
Of course women are psychic. Yeah. I'm in touch with everything around me. I've been friends with a horse.
Yeah.
You think I'm not a fucking psychic?
Have you ever pulled the tides with your pussy?
Literally, I'm changing the tides right now. Yeah. I have my period, I think.
Your pussy is not even connected to any planetary.
It is funny that I think I'm a psychic and I never know when my period's coming.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's write that down. That's funny.
Keep it. I don't have a notebook.
Clip it. Corner. Why were you like, I think I'm going to run into someone I hate. I need to make my makeup better or whatever.
So you can be
obviously,
because
if you do run into them, you don't want to look like a fucking...
Okay.
You want to look better than the last time you saw them.
Oh, yeah.
Just double. I thought so. I want to make sure.
I skipped parts of the J train for like 3 years because there was a bombshell ex there, and I was like, "You're not catching me in leggings with a ponytail."
I don't take
not after you cheated on me with a woman named Marsha who wore a trench coat. I can only handle so much.
I could take you on a walking tour of Brooklyn and Lower Manhattan of people I'm trying to avoid.
Yes. Do you guys have this? Do boys have this?
Well, women are nice.
Right, but...
Oh,
but
get the fuck out of here.
You get the fuck out of here. You've been married for 20 years.
Yeah. That's the meanest woman I know. I'd rather not see, for sure. But there's also just people I'd rather not see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've met... This is not... We are not saying the name.
Okay.
We mentioned pre-podcast.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Someone that we all were like, we don't like the person.
We'll just say the roughest hang currently in comedy.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're talking about two different people.
One's a man, one's a woman.
You're talking about the girl one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Award-winning bad hangs across the gender spectrum.
This is crazy.
We can cut it.
So, like...
There is a man and a woman.
Oh, for So, like... That's my version. It's like, I haven't fucked these people, but they have like been like, "When did we home?" You know, like, on the way home, like, "Did my puppy smell? Smell my puppy?"
No, we're not saying names, but you can't do a banger impression. Yeah,
But the thing about her is she'll never know that was her.
No,
she'll never know that was an impression of
her. So like, there's those people that I'm avoiding, but I kind of I'm old as fuck now, so I kind of just. I sit in it. If I'm seeing you, we talk, maybe we don't. But if we talk, you're going to get the truth.
There are some people that I'm like, I would like to run into them because I'd like to win. But the two people that I was avoiding from these stories are like crazy.
Threats to your life.
So if I did run into them, it'd be like a problem for my guy friends that I'm with.
Yes, yeah. I do understand that.
Can I tell the story about you in the Minneapolis green room?
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is salient.
Busted my asshole wide open in a green room and Sam will not stop talking about it.
It's nice, cool. And I like
you
it.
You popped your ass.
Oh,
in
I have
room?
A great story about you afterwards. All right, go. Oh,
because it's the thing that I dream of where like somebody like says something vaguely shitty to you, happens all the time in comedy, right? And you're just like, what? And you like let it slide. But somebody did that to Ben, a younger person, and Ben just kind of let it slide and like walked out of the room, closed the door behind him, this green room, and then like 30 seconds goes by, Ben just kind of doesn't burst back in.
It felt like a little bit of a storm, probably.
Yeah.
There was a bench-shaped hole in the door.
The door opens.
There was a momentum in there, for sure.
Yeah. And
the
Ben,
door made a breeze.
Ben just launches in, and he's like, actually, I'm not going to walk away from that. And he goes, I'm going to tell you that what you just said to me is fucking crazy. I think what I remember you saying distinctly was he used the phrase, you can do fucking nothing for me.
Ben!
But then to your credit, like he does that for like 30 seconds, lets the person, and the person is like, oh, okay. And then handles it beautifully and goes, well, I know I ruined the vibe in here just now, but also like, I am doing this for your benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it truly.
You gotta like hit a dog with a rolled up newspaper sometimes.
Yeah.
and the cheese stands alone.
Wait,
was that bad?
No, it was just hilarious.
I don't know if, I mean, whatever. I don't know if you have dog people listening to this. I'm not standing by that one.
Hit a dog with a rolled up newspaper on the nose. That's not dog abuse.
People would rather you hit a kid than hit a fucking dog.
The women who listen to this are going to be like, it is dog abuse.
I don't have a dog.
My building doesn't allow them. And if I had one, I'd never hit it. I'd give it kisses every day.
Your listenership is going to lose their
shit. Yeah, this is it.
Every time I talk to you guys, you're like, I think our listeners hate us. And then you do that shit. Yeah. They probably do.
Wait, I have a great Ben story. Ben, you're the baddest bitch I know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
You do tell people when they're being bad.
You're a truth teller.
I have one too.
Okay, perfect. Oh. Let's talk about Ben.
That's a trap.
No, mine makes you look like a good guy.
Yeah, yeah. Which is something we hate to
do
on this podcast.
Go on. Good guy.
There was a loser. Well,
stop saying people's names.
I'll bleep every single one except for.
Let's see how this story goes. First.
Yeah.
If it was like he was just doing an impression, and I was like, I'm gonna fight you if you do another impression.
These are all people who I feel like would kill me.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
You're stronger than.
Yeah. Called me like ugly in a comedy group chat for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I love false accusations era of Lizzie. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Keep that. That's this is incredible.
It's revenge for Me Too's gone too far. We say not far enough.
Not far enough. He doesn't have a gun. I don't know if he might. I don't know that he doesn't.
Women are lying about everything. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And what?
Yeah, a pedophile would say that. All right, so this fucking loser with a gun. Who probably raped someone was
Jesus Christ. You gotta bleep all
now we
it.
Have to cut his name because we're gonna get
sued. Of course we're gonna cut his name. So he went up at an open mic, Creek in the Cave, which was a comedy club in the center of hell that we all met at, which was a beautiful time, but a crazy time. And it was like a midnight or 11 p.m. open mic. I believe it was like 1:30 in the morning at this point. Mm. Everyone was barely hanging on by a thread.
We all know exactly what the vibe was.
Yeah. Aww. Everyone was just like, fuck, what am I doing with my life? So this guy goes up and he starts bombing. And then he starts blaming the comedians in the room and listing his credits, being like, I've been on this. Oh, I've been on
awesome.
This
is funny.
Killed on that.
But it was, go ahead.
So, and everyone was just like, ugh. And Ben goes up and he's like, listen, it's like 1:30 in the morning. I got work in the morning and I really should be working on something. But you know what? I got to tell everyone in this room that was fucking weird and you're a loser and that was so shitty. He like did like a State of the Union to like younger comics about how weird and lame and like not to be taken seriously that was. Yeah. And I was like, what a goddamn angel.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Was it?
It wasn't.
No.
No.
I mean, sorry for whatever. It wasn't that guy.
Who was it?
Eric Moreno or something. You know that guy? I feel like you were there for this.
Probably, but I was like, not. I was blacked out. It was 1:30.
I was
blacking in and out, baby.
It was the good old days.
Yeah, I used to be fun.
Yeah, me too.
And then I'd cry.
It was very funny because it was like a open mic and I was like, I've written for SNL and blah, 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 blah.
Crazy.
And then, everyone's like,
that
who
makes
the
more sense.
Fuck cares?
Yeah. That makes more sense because I was like, that guy you mentioned doesn't have credits. What could he be listing?
Yeah, I guess I just hate that guy.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I have one about Ben.
I killed a cop once.
Yeah. He killed a cop, which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
When we were all doing open mics at the Creek in the Cave, I was dating a horrible man who was 15 years
old. I hate how many stories start right. We were in the worst place. We had a good time,
and it made us better. But a lot was happening. I was dating a guy who was 15 years older than me, who was also an open micer and was mean to me. Mm-hmm. And then we broke up. And a couple years later, I saw Ben, and we were talking about it. And Ben was like, "Yeah, was always weird that he was so much older than you and so shitty to you." And I was like, well, why didn't anyone tell me? And Ben was like, well, I did, but mostly I told him. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That is a better thing to do.
Yeah.
I guess here's the thing. I'm just tired. Don't you just get tired of lying?
Of course.
I get tired of like hiding stuff from people. I just feel like look, I want to have fun. I want to have a relationship. I want to have a good dynamic. But if you're annoying, I'm probably going to have to tell you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to be annoying to
you.
Or if you're doing weird shit, I'm going to be like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with you or vouch for you or whatever because you're dating a 12-year-old or whatever the fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I was 12.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to blow back on me because I'm trying to get into the good mics. Yeah. Okay?
Which means now I'm 17.
It's illegal for us to do this podcast with you.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's where I'm at is like, one, I'm tired of everything. And two, I am very tired of people talking crazy to me. It happens. It literally happened last night.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. Respectfully.
Let's go.
Respectfully.
Tee off.
Yeah. You don't got to say shit to me, all right? Just don't.
What a good respect.
See me. Keep it moving. I don't care if we know each other. You hate me. You love me. You're my mother. Just don't talk to me.
This is why people don't call you. I've never been like, if I call Ben, he'll love that.
And that's by design.
Yeah. I like a buffer. I need, if you want to call me, you have to be brave. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But like, generally speaking, I feel like I'm nice on the phone.
Thanks
I think we have a good time.
Thanks for indirectly calling me brave.
You're a brave person.
Sam, you're brave.
One exact
brave
area of your life.
No, I don't like what you said.
Sam, you're really a brave white guy.
Yeah. That's Sam's album title, Brave White
Guy.
Brave
White Guy.
The only brave white guy.
Can I tag on this?
Yeah.
Respectfully, if you're mean and shitty, I get to say you're mean and shitty.
Yes.
To your face.
Yes.
Fair. Yeah. That's
yes.
Because it could be a course correct. I've had people kind of say that to me, and then I double down. But like other people would probably change. They'd be like,
"Oh,
I didn't mean to be that way."
I'll say this: if you don't want to interact with the mean and shitty person, I'm a big fan of like in a group of people. There's like an obviously mean and shitty person, and no one's gonna. Everyone's like, "Yeah, they're." You know, I love the person who's like, "That guy fucking sucks."
Yeah.
And then immediately everyone's like, "Right, yeah, he does."
You're talking to the king of this.
Yeah, I know, and I do. I'm the same way because I'm like, everyone thinks this, and this person's getting away
You're
with their bullshit.
I'm mean and shitty?
No, you call out like, the mean and shitty person.
You have a whole joke about it that everybody loves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great joke. Yeah.
Won't be on the new special.
Yeah.
So. It really releases the...
Take the plunge.
I have a short list, surprisingly short list, of people that like I have fantasies about
murdering.
But like truly publicly getting...
Me too. And I do practice it in the shower.
Yeah.
Dude. Before they
love
leave,
hitting a shower monologue. Yeah.
There's the shared relief of like being like, don't they suck? You know, but I have like of catching them in the moment in like a social situation and be like, hey, before you leave, just know that you suck and what you just did suck.
You're like Zoran, Mom, Daddy. Yeah.
You call me fuck.
You have lost my books.
Yeah.
I like the how much the buses cost. Yeah. I think we should keep them at almost $3 and slow.
If not more. Wait, do you have an example of a mean thing someone did to you? Or something you've seen recently that's whack.
You can think on it and we can come back.
Because I'm trying to think if there's been one for
me recently. Well, I also like this move. If you're not going to confront the mean and shitty person, a thing I've been doing is I will say something that makes it so obvious I don't want to talk to you. Like, you know, like the polite thing to do is to be like, I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Mm. Yeah.
But the other day, I was talking to someone and a shitty person interrupted our conversation. And as soon as he started talking, I looked at the person I was having a conversation with and I said, I'm going to go spit out my gum. And it's like, that person knows that I'm leaving because I don't want to talk to them.
That's awesome.
You know?
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
You can do that. You don't have to do the full confrontation, but you can be like, I am going to walk away.
Yeah.
Fully.
An immediate walk away where it's very clear what's happening is really good.
Yeah.
I will even say, if someone's mean to you, like we were talking about text, email, all this other shit before, you can just not answer. Preemptive ghosting is powerful.
The cheese to stand alone.
Let the cheese stand alone.
I am standing on my own.
Also, trauma dumping to a person who it's not appropriate to is also
it's
mean.
Out.
It's mean.
Which brings us back to the other bad hang that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
That person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I'm thinking of three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
boy one?
The woman.
It doesn't matter.
The other girl.
Yeah. The girl one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brother,
This is turning into Colin Quinn tough crowd, but just with inside baseball of people we hate, which I love.
I'm Jay Moore.
Yeah.
I'm Patrice.
Yeah. I'm Jim Norton.
Buckle up. I'm going to say some shit.
I'm Jim Norton. Poop on my chest.
Yeah. I'm Robert Kelly. No comment.
Nobody who listens to this podcast is going to get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys, what references would you have liked in that little reference?
Oh, I'm Chapel Row.
Yeah.
No, we love you. We love you guys.
I'm Pink Panther. I just found out she was British. Okay.
Chapel Row?
Pink Panthers.
Pink Panthers.
Yeah. Is she the one that's like, my name is Pink and I really need
yes.
Pink, pink.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Do it again.
My name is Pink and I'm Pink, 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 Pink,
okay. And just to clarify, that's not Pink Panthers in the studio. Okay.
Yeah, that's Lizzie.
That was Lizzie.
Right. I know.
I saw a woman painted pink on the subway yesterday. Oh, just putting this up there.
First of all, that looks like a Guardians of the Galaxy character. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Secondly, I have to tell you guys this. Okay, so the other day.
I think I know her.
Oh my God. All right. Pause that because I do want
to
hear
I went to art school. That's all.
Full, and same.
Oh,
and full body.
Full fit. That's, full, a, wow. That's kind of, not, I like that.
She looks great.
She looks awesome.
I have red glasses on, so I thought she was regular, but she's pink.
She's fully pink.
Pants? Or what are those folded over boot? What's the bottom there?
There's folded
the
over socks.
She's dressed in like artsy black head to toe. It looks like white plaid.
Definitely cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Painted
black
pink.
Bondage pants.
Fully painted pink.
And she's blonde, but she does have fully pink
but
skin.
But it's a yellowy blonde.
I don't like
love.
That you're assuming gender here.
Yeah.
That this
you
could be
oh,
that's this could be
true.
A day.
Could be they them.
This red
if you're dying in all pink, you could easily
easily do a funky
that's
pronoun.
They them behavior
and,
for sure.
And girl or person?
Good.
Jesus. This girl in the gender neutral way.
Yeah.
Girl.
Zay maybe even.
I don't know that you can. So this is another question. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to show that? Are you going to show that on the pod?
I might blur the eyes. Yeah.
Just doxing a random person.
Yeah.
Wait. Yes. Speaking of colored people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
As Sam likes to call me.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Famously.
Stop.
Yeah.
He's from the South.
Yeah. There's too many bits.
Yeah.
And I know it's because you guys like me, but there are so many bits about
you know
me
that?
Being racist or assaulting
people. Maybe
I didn't say that on the pod.
It's too fast.
Maybe you should reflect.
I called you a pervert. Yeah. It's different.
Right. Why are you bringing assault up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they've fully done
is something weighing on you, Sam?
All right.
We'll stop.
All right.
He doesn't like it.
Passed out victim perhaps?
Yeah. And how weird.
Yeah. Like some people, when someone doesn't like something, I stop.
Oh.
Hell yeah. That is your fucking wheelhouse.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's fine.
Allegedly.
There's like a newer comedian in Minneapolis where I'm located. Mm-hmm. And he goes up and he's in full like blue paint.
Yeah,
this is a trend now.
I guess. I don't know. I guess everyone saw Aladdin and was like, what if it was funnier or something? And now that's what they do. I don't know what they do.
I'm sorry. That's a trend?
I've seen it on TikTok, people painting themselves and being like, I wish I was blue.
Whoa. you got your TikTok bill.
Yeah, I am TikTok. Yeah, you really are.
So this kid is like going on stage. He's young and he's like going on stage and he's supposed to be like a drunken sea wizard or something. I can't remember what it is. Something kind of weird.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like character. It's Andy Kaufman character on stage, off stage, whatever. He's that guy. It's weird. Everyone's a little uncomfortable. It's obviously annoying, whatever. And then my friend Max Chapman, very funny comedian, goes up to him, just taps him on the shoulder and goes, bud, you can drop the act now. And he goes, hey guys, I'm Brendan or whatever. He's like,
oh my God, he tagged him out. Yeah. He tagged him out of
the
act.
Hey, it's good to see you guys.
Yeah. Like Satan, the guy that when we used to open Mics to the Creek, there's a guy who would dress as Satan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he'd wear horns and long fingernails and a robe.
He would also get naked sometimes.
No, that
would
was Sherry.
Sherry definitely got
Saying
there
I'm
was
naked?
A guy I distinctly remember coming to both the Creek and Pit Mics who had horns. And he would sometimes get naked.
God, what
well,
a
so,
life
so
path.
So Satan was
right?
Satan all the time. Like, he would show up as Satan. He would bring his own goblet to drink out of.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I'm Satan.
There's
and
multiple
I was
Satans.
Like,
was it Satan H or Satan M?
Yeah. And so this Satan, he was, like, doing that same thing. Yeah. Where he was, like, he'd introduce himself to people as Satan. He was Satan. And then one time he was drinking red wine out of his goblet on stage.
Hilarious.
And he tripped over a microphone cord and spilled the wine all over me. And immediately was like, send me the dry cleaning bill.
You're like, Satan. Oh, Satan.
He was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've never felt worse about anything in my life. And I was like, aren't you Satan? Aren't you like ripping people's fingernails off for fun? You spilled red wine on me. I'm wearing all black, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
So what
Satan
you
was cool.
Did,
I always
he
liked
was cool.
Satan, yeah.
That's maybe if he would have done that intentionally,
it would have been so
that's
funny.
That's like the
so
best funny. Bit I've ever heard. Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. actually really funny.
It's one of those things that's like, if you're funny, that's so funny, but he isn't, so you know it's an accident.
Yeah. Let's talk about, just because we're all here, and I actually do think amongst obscure open mic figures that we could talk about, this is interesting to talk about. We could talk about Sherry.
Yep.
Yeah.
And hope she's alive.
Alan Chain.
Alan Shane. Do you know Alan Shane?
I don't know that I know this person.
You missed Alan Shane.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Let's do it. You tee up an introduction to Alan Shane.
Alan Shane, late 60s cab driver.
Yep.
Had a southern drawl, but had lived in New York, I think, for a good 30 or 40 years.
Love that.
Pulled back, gray ponytail, gray mustache. He used to sit and wait to go up at open mics, and he would be looking at his phone, twirling his mustache.
Okay.
And a couple people would look over his shoulder. He just had the front-facing camera on the whole time.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was the original Clips comedian.
I love this guy. Yeah.
I'm going to do one of his bits for you. I'm not doing it at you, but this is always...
it's just
it's racially charged.
Wait, this is the bit that I always think of. The bit, in quotes. He goes, I got pulled over by a cop the other day. He said, do you know how fast you were going? I said, okay, officer, would you like some big black cock? And then he'd start laughing at his own.
He also
not a black guy.
Yeah.
Not black.
Old
a
white guy.
Southern guy.
But his cock was
also,
black.
Yeah.
Also.
And he was I know.
It was like completely nonsensical, and it always ended in like some big dick joke, big black dick.
A hot cum. He was big into hot cum. Yeah.
A lot of people loved black dick in that basement.
Yeah.
Sherry would also have a
Sherry,
bunch of jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to get double teamed by two black dicks.
Sherry was a woman who was pretty immediately visibly insane.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I
she,
thought you were going to say bust.
She was big time, actually, mentally ill. She would wear headphones that were playing AM radio to drown out the voices.
Yes.
And she would do this thing where she would get on stage and get completely naked.
This thing.
She was probably like in her 50s.
Yeah.
Maybe late 40s.
Yeah. Maybe maybe a rough 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, she was probably like homeless.
Yes. Yeah.
Or like in between.
She had a kid, by the way. We can get into
that. Funny, she had
sometimes on stage
job.
Said she had a kid, but we don't really know what was.
Yeah.
She was saying a lot of stuff.
I talked to her about it.
She was a truly delusional person, and she'd get completely naked on stage and sing songs about sucking cock.
Yeah.
One time the owner of the Creek had a conversation with me because I was Sherry's favorite comedian. She would tell people all the time. Now, she did think my name was Lindsay, but she would say, Lindsay's my favorite comedian. And so the owner of the Creek was like, hey, you have to tell her that she can't get naked in the open mic room because technically it's part of the restaurant. So it's like, if the health
Lindsay's
inspector
HR
comes,
for this crazy lady.
The other room had like a cabaret license so you could get naked, but the open mic room you can't. So she's like, you have to tell her she can't get naked. And I was like, totally, I'm 20.
And this isn't my business.
I'm 20 and in an abusive relationship. I can handle it. So
she's like, you're used to dealing with crazy older people.
Yes.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey.
But she, like, Sherry, like, did like me because I was nice to her.
She
so
was
I
nice
was the
to
person
handle
to talk
sometimes,
to
yeah.
I was nice to her and I was a woman, so I was like, I'll talk to her. So I was hosting the open mic that night, also, which also makes it my job, I guess. So I was like, hey, love your work. Huge fan of what you're doing up there. However, because of a licensing issue, you like can't have your tits and pussy out here. Like it's just like the place will get shut down. You can't do it. And she was like totally heard. So I was like, great. And so I put her up at the open mic and she got on stage fully clothed. Kind of, by the way, a cute outfit for. She was wearing like camo
she
pants and a black
looked
t-shirt.
Good sometimes.
So she got on stage.
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
She goes.
She's
she gets
one
on stage,
of us.
Headphones on, and she goes. Lindsay said I can't get naked, so I'm gonna shit my pants. And I said, Sherry, love you. You can't shit your pants either. And she went, okay, give my time back to the room. And she's the funniest person I've ever met.
I can't believe I've never heard that story.
Also,
that
dude, I love her. I saw her in a Paris cafe. What's that place?
I saw her
called?
Paris baguette
Paris
too.
I saw her in a Paris baguette. I hope she's okay.
And I was like, she's still alive. Wow.
Yeah.
Sherry's been marked safe for like 6 years ago.
There was
yeah.
one, and I wish I could remember specifically who, but it was at least two like the skis baggiest of the skis baggest.
Who tried to fuck her?
That she was hanging out. Because she usually would just do her shit and leave.
And go live on Facebook while she was doing it, by the way.
But she hung out one night and was having drinks, and there were like two scuzzbag comics.
The worst,
And you're like, dude, this is so deeply fucked up.
I had to make a different scumbag go up to one of them and be like, even this is a step too far even for me.
Who watches
you? And that was the thing I liked about that place. It was crawling with scumbags. But one time Sherry was on stage naked, and that same scumbag tried to take a video of her. Yeah. And another horrible man went up to him and took his phone out of his hand and was like, "Don't take a video."
It was like a self-regulating space in many ways.
Yeah. There was enough guys there that were like, "That's not the way we're scumbags."
But
I do racism. That guy does homophobia. That guy is crazy about trans people. But we don't film the naked lady who hears voices.
And Satan, a good guy.
And Satan pays for your dry cleaning if he spills on you.
Incredible.
Dude, by the way, Alan Chain, so he died. He passed away. Yeah. There was a documentary made about him and a guy named Gary, pronounced Gary by him.
Yeah.
Because they were of a similar ilk.
Yes. And they were wonderful. It's called Hysterical, a doc about Gary Marinoff and Alan Chain. If you want to understand this world, watch this documentary. Yeah.
Who was the name of the two guys that did it? Because they were both very funny, very sweet guys. And
Paul Higbee.
Paul Higbee.
I'm not sure the
Seth
other
was
one.
The other guy's name is Tall.
But it was like
library mic guy.
I think so.
Oh shit!
It was like a capturing of an art star weird moment in New York history, which was fucking cool to be a part of, even though these men were like deeply maladjusted and the saddest people I've ever seen in your life. Mm. But every year on his birthday, people will post on his wall on Facebook.
Yeah,
Andrea Allen on November 26, 2020, I wrote, "Eat God's pussy." Which is something he used to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what?
Wild.
It's 2020.
I believe his ashes were at the creek.
Yes, they were.
Apparently they finally got it to, I think Rebecca said his sister, but it was years. And they were in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I do feel like I know him as ashes.
Yes.
That's so interesting to me.
He was the urn behind the bar at the creek.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I feel like with Sherry, she was talking to me once about her kid who got taken away by the police.
For the best.
Great job on that one, police. And
on this show, we love the police.
Yes. On everything else, no. That one nailed it.
Sometimes a kid's got to get taken.
Respectfully, take that kid away.
Yeah.
But she was telling me she clearly had some sort of delusion, and she knew the police officer's name, and she knew all the numbers. She's like, I got the number of the case. And she had the full story built up in her mind about how it was a conspiracy to like take her kid away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, this is the saddest thing that I've ever witnessed.
It's deeply horrible.
And you're like, no, people don't like live lives where they ever meet these people and like come to know them.
We do.
And I'm like, it's kind of an incredible thing to witness. It's also deeply damaging.
Yeah.
And like wears you down over time.
I always liked her. And my favorite thing about her was sometimes she would like get some guy that she was obviously having sex with, maybe for money, maybe not. But she would like get some guy to hang out with her all night and pay for her food and drinks.
Yeah.
And she'd always order shrimp, which was the most expensive thing on the menu. And I just thought that was so diva.
Yeah.
You know, she was always like, I'm having the shrimp. And the guy had to be like, okay.
You and I are one bad incident away from being Sherry, and I think that's
I hope too.
Actually, guys, I'm going to say you're actually dozens, like a
Thank
lot.
Thanks, Mike.
You're both really have it put together.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But there was definitely a time in my life when her and I, we were kindred spirits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She was like listening to her headphones to drown out the voices, and I was like, I was in psychosis for a year until 2 months ago.
You're like, I fucking get you, man.
I don't know. This is probably going to make you sad.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So there was one time where there was like a comedian party thing, and it came up that she was actively trying to start, I think she's doing okay, but she was like also like putting porn online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you guys at that?
I just wanted
to be like, just so I think once that started circulating, that's where you start getting like, more of those weird, creepy people being like, well, I got, she likes to fuck, so I guess I can film. That was like a dark turn for a lot. Being at a party and watching like 38-year-old men be like, show us the link. It's like, I should club you with a bottle and drag you out to the die. Scene.
That was one of those times when I was like, oh, this isn't like a weird art scene. This is like, this is hell and I live here.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, I don't want to be here anymore, but I have nowhere else to go.
It's bad and it is a time I feel shame.
I drunk drove, killed a family, and now I'm in hell with a bunch of sex criminals.
And the worst part is they're my friends.
I know.
This is my peer group. Yeah, it was a tough time, but we made it out.
We did.
And it, you know, and it was also a great time.
The best of times, the worst of times.
And that's why we're all friends.
That's where all standalone cheeses.
That's how the cheese learns to stand alone.
God damn. We shouldn't have went down that path at all.
Yeah.
It has a good support system, but it stands by itself.
Yeah. And it has to know it can.
Wait, can I throw a question out to the pod real quick?
Yeah.
Sam, which one of your exes is your favorite?
Carmen.
Obviously.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. It's Carmen. They're all pretty good, but it's Carmen.
Yeah.
Clip this one.
Clip that. Put it out.
Carmen. Shout out to Carmen.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
Should we do a little break skis and come back?
Yeah.
I've done that for a while.
I just took Sam's phone and I was gearing up to be a huge bitch about whatever was on it. And I looked at it, and it was a picture of him and his late mother. And I went, oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, here, look at
me. Sam, you really won on that one.
Oh, what a nice
A beautiful woman.
Beautiful,
a beautiful woman that I miss.
Yeah. Well, show him the nudes from the stranger that you got.
Show him Sherry's porn. On
also,
your back.
We all have one parent.
Yeah.
Honestly,
this is the one parent pod.
Nailed it.
One parent pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Both of my parents are alive, but I essentially have one parent.
And our parents are the cheese, and they're standing alone.
They're standing alone.
I'm gonna keep wedging that in there as much as I can.
Cheese wedge.
Yeah. Hey. Nice. Wait. Do we have any other respectfully segments?
I have one that we could try.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I think people need to calm the fuck down about me and my friends talking in movie theaters.
Oh.
And I know you're gonna be against me on this at first, but I'm gonna get you. Okay.
No, I agree. I'm in full agreement.
We're going to a movie that everyone is there to see, kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the movie quietly, you can watch it at your house.
Tell me the movie title.
I recently saw 28 Years Later.
No one's seen that as a fucking
joke.
They are.
Genuinely, I'm mad that I haven't seen it yet.
Infuriated.
And I went with two of my friends and we were doing bits and we had to move because everybody was mad at us and we weren't being that loud.
I can't believe
and it's not like an art movie. No, listen to me. I'm right.
What's crazy is everyone's like, black teenagers are so annoying.
No, it's me. It's me.
This bitch over here. What are you talking about?
And I'm doing bits in the movie because
28 Years Later is the one you're like, nobody wants to see it. People have been waiting years for this.
If you saw it, the end is, it's a, the, you go as a bit. I'm not gonna. But I am going to talk through it. And the thing about movie theaters now is the chairs are so big.
Yeah.
You can't hear me. I know you can't hear me. I'm not ruining the movie for
it's
you.
Like you're ruining the vibe.
All you're doing is you're watching me. Turned into a problematic heckler.
You're watching me go. And then my friend laughs a little bit.
What would you?
And all of the movies are on streaming immediately. Watch it at your house.
They're not on streaming. I wanted to watch it at home last night. And I had to, with Dwayne and Brittany. And I had
take
to watch
this tone with me.
Force Majeure, a bad Swedish comedy with Lane, which sucked.
Yeah.
What would you do if you had somebody talking during your stand-up show and you tried to call her out and she goes, the chairs are big.
But that's,
you can't hear
but
me.
That's different because the people who made the movie aren't there. They're not there.
But you're still, I'm so against
it. My point is I'm not ruining it. I'm not ruining it for anyone. Ignore me. The movies are so loud.
This is where Lizzie's in her 20s. This is where Lizzie's solidly in her 20s.
The movies couldn't be louder.
She's like, I'm the show.
I paid the same amount of money as you. I get to have fun in my way.
I wish that I could support
this. And we moved.
I do not support it.
Wait. No, my friends are funnier than the movie. Just listen
to me. It's not a fucking movie.
Yes, it is.
There's
if you do it right, it is.
There is a movie that I think that's not a great example.
It's
of
not
a, movie.
A great example.
Hustlers. I had a group of friends who went to go see Hustlers, and it's like the J-Lo movie where
they're strippers.
And it's like objectively terrible but funny. And I'm like, that you should know going into that that it's not like everyone's in silence taking this beautiful
piece
of cinnamon.
Yeah, maybe I gave a bad example, but it's my point is when it's not.
No, maybe about it. That was like the worst example you could possibly
give. Maybe like Schindler's List.
But that's when I had the idea for the respectfully, and I was already halfway through the sentence and I couldn't think of anything else to say.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So my point is, if you're at a movie that's kind of a goofy movie, not the goofy movie, that's actually a piece of art. If you're at a movie that's a silly fun time, let people have a silly fun time. People are so uptight about movie theater etiquette, and you gotta let it go a little bit. You came to a public space, people are there.
You can laugh, you can cheer, you can clap, you can whatever. But if you're like, it's fucking stupid, it's fucking stupid. Why would anyone like that? They paid $18.
They can't hear me.
Okay. It is great when you're in a movie theater and everybody laughs at something at the same time. That's awesome.
Wait, but if you think that if they can't hear you, what they are doing is pretending you're talking and saying, shut up.
I don't think they're pretending. I think they can see me whispering. And
the
concept bothers them.
That this is crazy.
But I'm not actually ruining anyone's time. Lose this. No, yeah. I'm right about this. You people are being dorks, okay?
Whoa. This is something Lizzie does do when she is patently losing an argument. She just screams louder and louder.
And I call people names, yes. And I'm getting there, okay? It is dork narc shit to squeal on me for whispering during a movie. I'm having the time I came to have.
Right.
What if I could pay more?
Couldn't you? Okay. Oh, I like where this is going.
What if I could pay more to talk?
Like a smoking section, yes. A talking section?
What if I could pay $5 more and I get to talk?
Hear me out. What if you pay less...
You don't fucking stay
home and watch it on your own. Why do we have to go? We want to see it in a theater where people want to see it.
Because,
you don't want to see it at all.
Because it's air-conditioned and I like the snacks.
This is just self-centered behavior, but I also co-sign self-centered behavior, so I'll support you.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking to myself.
The whole group is...
I'm trying to think of something that I... And I'm sure I have something, but something that I'm like, this is self-centered, but I don't care.
Okay, what about this? I saw Superman the other day. Okay. Wasn't talking.
Okay.
Because everybody in there was obviously going to be a real pill about it.
They take their shit very seriously.
So I wasn't going to talk. I went to it with my boyfriend who likes superhero stuff, but not, he doesn't like have action. He's like regular.
He doesn't like it so much that you have sex with him.
Right? Yeah.
I have sex with him. Yeah. Famously. Yeah. So we went and there was a scene where Superman flew into the sky and my boyfriend went, whoa. And it was so cute. Yeah. It was so innocent and cute. And the fucking girl next to him shot him a dirty look and I almost stood up and punched her in the face.
That sucks. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
She probably thought you were, she's like, oh, you're taking advantage
you're dating
of
a
like
child.
A mentally.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was like the way like an old man would.
Yeah. That sucks because it's literally one syllable and he's just enjoying it.
And he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She was there to be shitty about the movie. I could tell by the way she was dressed.
Okay. What was she wearing? Yeah.
Well, she was just like too cool to be at a Superman movie.
Yeah.
Like she was trying to be like
she was there ironically. My boyfriend was having a good time.
But aren't you saying she was there ironically? Just like you're.
But if she was talking, I wouldn't be mad. But she was doing dirty looks, and that's different.
There's also
if she was whispering to her boyfriend, being like, this fucking movie is corny, I'd be like, tea, sister. But she was doing dirty looks to my boyfriend.
We gotta pull you back here a little bit.
Selective tea morality.
I've been watching a lot of
and tea, sister.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we should just lock you in a room by yourself.
Yeah. TikTok pilled.
This is great. You're like, everyone could just stay home, watch a movie in 36 different pieces on their own. They could comment on everyone.
Literally,
it's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree, actually. Now,
talking at a movie is
we
fun.
We should all just stay
home. Yeah, I think it's
can you guys admit that going to a movie with your friends who are funny and talking during
time
it,
and place.
If there's not a lot of people there, is fun?
Yeah, that's fun. But that's not what you described to us.
Yes, it is. But people are being narc bitches about it, and I need them to... I'm just saying, like, why are you taking this experience so seriously?
For the right movie, I agree.
It's a movie. movie.
Because they want to see
it. It's not a play.
And they paid to see it.
And so did
it's
I.
It's not a play.
It's not a play.
So did I. My money is just as good as your money. Yes,
that's exactly my point.
Right. So basically, you're like, if you're getting shushed in a movie theater, that's like modern day segregation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah.
You're fighting against what this nation
and
is.
And I'm going to march.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk when you march, too.
You better believe if I'm doing anything, I'm talking.
You stand up for yourself and somebody cues a spiritual. Yeah. Like,
happy birthday to you.
The march to be annoying. The march is a woman's right.
The march to be annoying.
A woman's right to be annoying and to choose
and to yell
when she talks
and to selectively have morality.
Yes,
because we're still the victims.
Damn. Oh, I don't like that you guys synced up.
All right, let's go.
Is it just the opposite of mine?
And I wonder if it's.
It's like you should be able to hit women.
Yeah.
Well.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not that. But yeah. Respectfully. If you're a woman and I'm friends with you.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And let me see you.
And you have black hair and a big attitude. That applies to both of us.
If I'm friends with you. Yeah, I'm really interested to see how this is going to go over.
All right.
If you're a woman and I'm friends with you, once a year, I get to tell you to shut the fuck up.
Oh,
and I mean like.
That's fine.
Stop talking.
Wow. I'm actually fine with that.
Not like you're wrong. Stop talking.
Like zip it, sister.
Like just be
so you
quiet.
Think women talk too much?
Not all.
Some.
Definitely at least once a year.
Is it me?
Yeah.
No. Also, this is clearly related to a single person that I will tell you about afterwards.
Yeah.
We already talked about this.
I already know who it is. Yeah. Great. What? I'm actually on your side about
and
this.
And also, the friends is pretty loose. But if you're a colleague, a peer.
What's the top? Like, you're trauma dumping, you're just running your fucking yap, and I need quiet.
Right?
Yeah.
You're saying
some
it's just free
people
for all.
Just talk a lot.
Yes.
Also, I'll say for men too, it doesn't need to be women. I get to tell you to shut the fuck up sometimes.
Yeah, but I think you probably already can do it more with men is what you're saying.
You can.
I don't.
Men will listen less.
Do you fucking tell your dude friends to shut the fuck up? You never do that. Never like seriously.
Shut the fuck up, man.
But in like a playful way. That was like a perfect eye roll.
Yeah.
I heard your eye roll.
Actually, I never tell anyone to shut the fuck up.
It's such
but
a...
But I should have
you
a
should
punch
get
card
wine.
Per friend. That's
like
what I
that.
Mean. That's my respectfully.
Yeah. Like
you get
that.
A punch card per friend
yeah.
of a set amount. What do you think is fair for a year?
Three
for a year?
Wow.
Yeah, but if you use all three and I think that it wasn't warranted, I get to stop being friends with you.
Well, you get to stop being friends with me at any
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why we brought you here. I don't like the way it's going.
But I think that's a good amount for the punch card. Three times a year, if I'm friends with you or even colleagues, three times a year, I carry a punch card
and I
get to tell you.
Sam's repressed. Lizzie does a version of this with me. But not shut the fuck up. Like, you're being very weird right now. You'll be like, hey, like the other day at the creek.
I do?
You say it to me in a loving way. Like the other day at the gutter, I was pulling my thong underpants.
Yeah,
like,
I did do this.
Right up. I was trying to make them into suspenders. And you were like, you're not ugly enough for this to be cute.
I said, you're not ugly enough for this to be funny.
Yeah.
Because the bit you were doing
was
like,
imagine
if I looked hot and slutty. And I was like, well, you do.
Well, thank you.
So it's, you're just being hot at guys that we're friends with. We're all being like, I don't want to look at that right now.
But I was putting it on as suspenders. I felt like at that point.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
After you did that, someone else walked in literally say, like
wearing that
same thing
real
yes. yeah
so oh. I was like, this is just the fashion
they were. That's wearing the it over yeah. their shoulders.
No but it wasn't over your shoulders when I said it was up around your hips.
I was doing it over
which
the
is
shoulders
like a
earlier.
Hot thing.
Sure, I was doing it over the shoulders earlier. And I've,
if it was over the shoulders, I would have been like, well, it's over the shoulders.
I don't know how to say this delicately,
yeah.
but it is a genuine question.
Yeah.
Can I buy those underwear?
Yeah.
No, it's given that they're over your shoulders. Man, is your pussy okay?
It did.
I love you.
We prefer poom poom.
It did hurt. It did hurt.
Yeah.
I was biking all day and then I pulled my underwear out of my shoulders.
She kept going, like, I'm tired. I'm like, I gotta go home. I'm starting to get tired. And then she's like, watch out, everybody. Here they come.
My My older brother, when I was a kid, did give me a wedgie on whitey tighties. Oh. He had to tear my underwear to do it, but he gave it, and it did manage to get it up over my head.
Nice. Yeah. One of the only times I got spanked as a child was for giving my brother a brutal wedgie. I gave my brother just like an absolute cartoon character style wedgie because I had only seen it in cartoons. So I was like,
you don't know.
I was too young to like realize it would hurt.
Yeah.
Is he younger?
You know
or older?
What I mean? He's older.
That's his fault. That's,
I know. Yeah.
He should have gotten punished.
No, but I got him when he was not expecting it. I just absolutely tore his underwear over his head.
That's why I was
And then
a
my
man,
parents were like, I think we have to lay a hand on him.
You never let your guard down. That's his fault. He didn't do anything wrong. You taught him a valuable lesson.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably like six. But
perfect.
One time, fine. My older brother hog-tied me to a snowboard and left me in the front yard.
Oh, we're just going straight abuse.
Cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Like, put a hot poker on
it. It was probably for all of 3 minutes, but they did leave me out there, and I was like, I don't think they're coming back.
It's a long time.
I really used to shoot me with a BB gun from above.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Now we're getting into abuse.
Now you were the older sibling. What did you do?
I had a great childhood. What do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You did some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever fucking hogtied me. I can tell you that right now. That's just like a crazy.
But you were the older.
Yeah.
I'm the second oldest. So I have an older sister, then I'm there, and then I have a younger brother. I just didn't want to hang out with my younger brother. My parents are always like, yo, take your brother with your skateboard. I'm like, I don't want to take him with. And then, and then that was the mean thing. And they're like, you know, you're a piece of shit. Right?
I was that kid. I was the kid who was like, can I come play with your friends?
Yeah,
and they were like, you're a girl. Yeah. And I'd be like, I can hang. And then I'd break my arm.
Yeah.
And to me, they'd be like, you seem like a girl.
Yeah.
Samantha. Did you get Samantha as an
Elizabeth law? Evans.
My brother used to call me because I would I wet the bed until I was like 12 or 13.
Wow.
Yeah. Pull-ups at summer camp. My friend Jason Rager did too. We used to take turns taking showers and we would watch each other's pull-ups. We would guard them. It was actually really
that's
sweet.
That's really cute.
That's a really sweet memory.
Ben hates it.
Yeah.
Notably, Ben hates
did
it.
Did you suck each other off?
Did you give each other pee-pee kisses?
No. But wait, what did you say?
It's so fucked up.
Do it. Say the meanest thing, and then you cower out of doubling down on it. This is a fucking thing you do.
You always do this. It's crazy. I love that. I love that.
I don't know that that's true, but that's fine.
100%.
Name one other time I've done it, you little bitch.
Andrea, what did he say?
It was like something tastes like pee-pee. Like the penis tastes like pee-pee.
Yeah, I don't know. Pee-pee reference.
It was
good in the moment. We all missed it.
Yeah.
It's not worth going back to it. You know I crushed. Who cares?
It was sick.
She loves it. I loved it. That's good enough.
So you went to bed until you were 17? What did you say?
It might not have been 12, but like...
Late.
Probably like 10.
And got molested as well.
That's tough.
My brother, and I would like sometimes wet my pants if I got overstimulated.
Me too, dude.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
And my brother was, my oldest brother called me the pee pee pants marauder.
Oh, that's great. Love that.
That's good.
Marauder is such a good word.
Oh, my God.
Like I'm a pirate.
Oh, I love having a new nickname for Sam.
Hark, it's the pee pee pants marauder. Guard your sheets. Yeah.
The pee pee pants marauder himself.
Trying to set him up with a girl. This is my friend Sam. He is the pee-pee pants marauder, but he is a good guy.
She's like, oh, he's a DJ?
Yeah.
She has no idea what that means.
I don't want to have kids, but it's because of the wet the bed. You know?
Yeah. Is it genetic?
My uncle was also a bedwetter. Yeah.
Wow. So did you ever light fires or play with little animals?
Yeah. I also lit fire. It was.
You're too jolly about
this. Somebody has a bit about this. It might.
It's probably like Mark.
The homicidal
it's Eli
triad.
But it's like close. Mm-hmm. Like he has two of the three signs of psychopathy.
Oh,
and
no.
I have two of the three signs. Yeah.
Eli Yudin has a bit about like we can leave out wet the bed. He's like, if your kid's taking apart a cat in the driveway, it doesn't really matter.
That's great.
If the two of you have are torturing animals and setting fires, you're on the list.
But
sure.
I did play with fire and I did wet the bed.
But I played with fire.
Yeah, everybody did. I had to go. I used to do a bit about this.
Yeah.
I had to,
fire does rule. Do we have any fire?
Yeah.
My
Let's play
with
fire
taught
in the
me
studio.
Multiple times playing with fire. And finally, my dad was like, this is the last straw. He found out about this program at the hospital that he worked at where they take kids who have been caught playing with fire and they make them spend a day
in the burn unit.
Oh my God.
So we had this guy who had been like. horribly burned in an industrial accident. He came by to talk to us. We had to feel his skin grafts.
What the fuck?
We had to wear the masks that they make to make your skin regenerate. We had to wear those around for like a couple
and
hours.
And you put it on and you went, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
We had to like go around, tour the burn ward. We had to learn about fire safety. She made us stand up one at a time, and we had to say like what we did to be there.
This is
so
extreme.
Scared straight for fire.
100%. Yeah.
Imagine you're just trying to recover from a horrific burn.
And here's a bunch of bad kids.
Like, my dad said I had to touch you because you're what I could end up being.
I have to touch your gross monster skin to scare me.
You're horribly deformed.
He was a nice guy, and fortunately for him, it wasn't his face that, like, he looked relatively normal, but he was wearing a short sleeve shirt and he had a button up on it. He unbuttoned his shirt at one point and showed us in his whole chest and arms. And I think one of his hands was unfortunately very deformed from the.
Yeah.
We don't belong on this planet.
Yeah.
I know. You ever think about that? Yeah. You ever just think about how weak we are compared to like everything else? Okay. We don't have to do this.
Yeah. But we built like the subway. So
we figured it out. 5G. We did 5G, I think. Yeah.
We did 5G.
Yeah. In the subway.
We did 5G.
Yeah. Dude. This is a bedwetting thing. To all the bedwetters out there, this is a hack that I
did.
All the childhood and young adulthood bedwetters, this is one of my best bedwetting moves of all time. I was at a sleepover party. I started to wet the bed. My friend was in the other room. I hopped onto her bed and I peed.
That's not wetting the bed. Yeah. You were awake and you could have gone to the bathroom. Yeah. That's just you pissing in a bed.
You pissed on your friend and lost a friend probably. Hot tip. If you're worried about pissing in your own bed.
You started as, this is a great move.
That just reminded me of one of the worst things that ever happened to me at
a
sleepover.
I'm nervous.
I love it.
I was at some weirdo piss in your bed.
Well, I was at a sleepover and I was sleeping in a sleeping bag. And but it was like unzipped. And at some point during the night, the cat puked in the bag.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was like visibly cat puke. It was around my ankles. And I was like, that's gross, but whatever. And I guess the girl was like embarrassed that her cat puked in my bed.
Holy shit.
She told everyone that I shit my pants at a sleepover. Like, and like not there, like days later at school. So then everyone was
so
just like
evil, being
weird to me, and I didn't know why. Because I didn't think the cat puke thing was that big of a deal. Yeah. I was like, whatever, cat puked around my ankles. I took a shower. It's fine.
Yeah.
But then I had to find out years later that for a year, everybody was weird to me because they thought I shit in the sleeping bag. And I fucking didn't. I've been constipated since I was born. I don't shit my pants.
What's this bitch's name? Let's put her name on wax.
She's nice now.
What do you think the constipation is about? You getting the fiber?
My doctor said it's anxiety.
Oh,
yeah. The body's keeping
score. I ate a lot of fiber, but every time I poop, it looks like a rabbit did it.
Oh, that's good for you.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm like a BB gun in there.
Yeah. I have the opposite.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. It's like
hey, buddy. We're pissing and shitting.
It's kind of nice.
It's coming.
It's kind of a nice way to live.
Are you wearing a diaper right now?
Weirdly, I can. I can count on one hand the number of times in my life I've had like I think I'm about to have diarrhea and I have to get to a toilet or it's an emergency. Normally, if I can feel shit coming for like hours.
Yeah.
But when it's time, baby, it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost shit on a sidewalk in the West Village. It was a big triumphant moment.
And that'll happen. I mean, when I was drinking, there were definitely close calls.
Thank you. Yeah.
When I was drinking, there was times where I was like, it's going to happen.
This is the big one.
Oh, no, I'm going to pellet. It's going to get everywhere.
Everybody dies. They come out fast.
They're so hard.
They come out hard and fast.
They take out an eye.
No, it is like a problem that I've had to speak to a professional about. Mm. But now it's to the point where when I do have a regular poop, I come out of the bathroom and my boyfriend's on his phone and I go, guess what I just did? And he has to celebrate my normal sized poops.
That's great.
I love your love.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's really beautiful.
Good. And he goes, you don't want to know what I did.
Yeah.
Talk about your poop.
Boy poops are gross.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you.
You guys are always like, she literally just said it's a mudslide. You guys are always like,
it's a mudslide. Yeah, you fucking loser. Yeah, you did. It wasn't me. It was definitely you. You fucking weird guy.
Men are always is like, it looked like mulch.
Yeah. It's a fucking horror in there.
Oh my God. They always come out of the bathroom like they went to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Well, that's because that's what it's literal explosions. Like if you go in a public restroom and it's like older men, it's like,
yeah, it is.
Which, you're like,
when you shit in public, I hate shitting in public,
I don't.
But it's for that reason. I am self-conscious about somebody else hearing my noise in that setting, so I never have a good shit because I like have to.
But you'll shit
out.
In public.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of my asshole tiptoeing across.
Yeah,
the
yeah. it's I'm not opposite. A satisfying shit.
Yeah,
in public, I blow it out so they know I'm an alpha.
Oh. Yeah,
I stomp into a stall. I'm like, that's right, the T-Rex is shitting is here.
One of the things I admire about you is sometimes you'll turn to me and you'll go, I'm going to go take a shit in this bar. And I'm like, I could never do that.
You tell people a lot.
We're friends.
Because you texted me at my house when
maybe
you stayed.
I might
like,
be a little too cavalier
like,
about
just so
it.
You know, I am.
I like
now
it.
That you guys are taking it back. Yeah.
Maybe I could button it up. That, I think also, a lot of times when that happens, it's at the gutter. And the gutter, not great bathrooms, but what you can say for
the
them
end
is
one.
Single occupancy.
That's yeah. where my recent mudslide was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I Sorry. Had food poisoning at the gutter when Andrea recorded her first album.
Oh.
And I couldn't leave because I was like being emotionally supportive, but sure. I shit in that bathroom probably 6 times that night.
No.
I had full-blown food poisoning.
Thanks, buddy.
And then I threw up on the way home.
Nice. Ew.
Damn.
That was because of your act.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm a talent of a generation. I'll have you know.
One
Why
thing
are
me?
You laughing?
I'm a talent of a generation. It's not like a thing. I'm a talent of a generation. Thank you very much.
I'm a talent. Not the. Yeah. I'm one of many talents
I was
of
there.
This generation.
Yeah. I existed in a period of time in which I was a talent.
So. One thing about me that's true is I can't poop, but I'll puke.
Yeah, you will
I puke more
like
than
a cat.
Anyone here. I bet that's true.
100%.
Do you think that's a holdover from your alcoholic days, too?
Well, I can make myself do it without hands, which is from being an alcoholic.
Is that what the song is about?
Yeah.
How do you make yourself puke without hands?
Lizzie's your brain, like, your
for
mind.
My next trip.
You have to harness the powers of your mind.
Lizzie. That's bananas to me.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah. People never appreciate this enough.
Lizzie ties a scarf around her hands and puts it above her head.
I can do this thing.
It's like the world's worst superpower.
Yeah.
Puke girl, go.
I
do
can
it
do this
now
thing
on the
where
pod.
If I feel like I might have to throw up, I can go, I'm going to throw up in 15 minutes.
Crazy.
And then 15 minutes later, I'll walk into the bathroom and throw up.
What the
up.
Fuck?
It's the mic
but
clip
I,
yeah. I've been
but
playing
I
with.
Can't
it.
Poop.
Wow.
One way street.
Poop is just like throw up for your butt.
Yeah, I know, but
so
it's
just do it.
Pellets.
Just do it. Do your no hands trick with your asshole.
Yeah.
I can't. And I can't poop when I'm out of town.
What are you?
And then it becomes everyone's
you're
problem.
You're just full. Yeah, you're just full.
Yeah.
I'm full. All times. You're just full.
Stuffed.
I'm pooping where I got to poop. I try to poop at friends' houses, but outside of that.
That's
for dominance.
A nightmare to me.
Yeah.
Somebody at a party
pooping
recently
at a friend's
and somebody
house?
Pooped.
That's I wouldn't know anything about that.
Was it you?
That's the other
somebody
thing.
Somebody did a big stinky at my house.
Probably.
Part of the reason I think I do talk about poop so much is specific. I just did it this past weekend at your house. But if I have to poop at your house, I'm just going to address it. It feels weird
yeah,
to
it
go
feels
poop.
Weird. Yeah.
It's assumed that you're going to do it. If you're there
yeah,
for a full
but,
weekend.
But the kind of shits that I take.
What is going on, dude?
What is going on? You're absolutely right.
Every time you bring up poop with a man, he's like, you would never understand.
Yeah, Sam comes out, he's lost blood. I don't know that I'm okay right now, actually.
But I know from like relationships, from friends, like
are the
my
girls
shit.
Looking
and
at
when
it?
I when I fart, like
stinky.
It's man. Rough,
but
it's yeah. rough.
I got two bathrooms and a fan. I am worried about your little pocus.
Okay,
up there.
Doing aww. Well.
But I tell you, if I'm gonna poop at your place, I'm gonna be frank. I'm gonna say, hey, I gotta take a shit right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I told you where the spray was.
I think that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, that's a close.
I
friend.
Think it's pointless. But
you can call them on the phone and shit in their house.
Do you guys, when you poop, do you hang out for a while after on your phone?
I FaceTime people.
You do.
Yes,
you're a monster.
Yeah.
You have a good bit.
If
about
you did that to me, you could FaceTime, watch me throw up.
Well, I mean, I know which friends I can do that with. It's no one
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
yeah,
but. I multiple
oh,
of our
it's, Carmen it's Lagala.
Somebody, it's somebody that was here earlier.
Carmen sent me a picture of her pooping the other day. I loved it. We were at a party.
Carmen used to all the time when we were together, I would be in the shower and she'd be like, I gotta pee. And I'd be like, okay. And then so many times I would like be talking to her and I'd lean out and she'd be like, I'm shitting and I'm sorry.
That's a cute. Thing, right? I feel like this is a
no.
someone has a bit. The surprise poop, like you sit down to pee.
Somebody
poop,
does have a bit of
I know this is a bit.
For women specifically.
Is this a
though?
Real
yeah.
thing?
It's like a thing.
Oh, yeah,
you don't
for sure.
Know,
no.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
For me,
well,
it
not
is.
For you.
I'm having
though.
A hard time
yeah.
in that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
touch and
count.
Go
you're
with her.
Every time I go poop, I go, I'm going to try. And we'll see. But this reminds me of what I was talking about right before we started recording, which is I think burps are worse than farts, and no one agrees with me on that either.
Yeah,
but let me plead my case, okay? Right. Farts are bad.
You're at a movie theater.
Yes.
You're
talking to you're throwing up, you're shitting, you're yelling.
Farts are
bad. But everyone else is a pill
for
being upset.
I don't like being around farts, okay? I will say that. But burps are more societally accepted, and I think they're also stinky and gross, and we should stop doing that.
I don't know that they're more societally.
They are. People burp all the time.
People fart as a bit.
But not as much. People are always burping in my face. People are drinking beer, and they're burping at me.
Well, this is
and it smells like, and no matter what you eat, no matter what you eat, it smells like hot dogs, and it always makes me gag.
Yeah.
I will say.
Why does it always smell like
hot
dogs?
This is going to sound bad, but it's the group of dudes that we hang out with.
And dudettes.
What?
And dudettes.
And dudettes. Dudettes
no, this
are
mostly
burping.
Dude, because they're more beer drinkers. Or I feel like more men.
Yeah.
Beer breath is
rancid.
Oh,
yeah.
Rancid.
It's, so it's rancid, and they burp it at me in the middle of a conversation, and I have to try not to make a face, but I'm gonna make
it
a face because I think it's gross.
And it's because of those, like, if you were drinking like a Coors all night, I think I'd be fine. But it's these fucking heavy
stout
craft beers.
Yeah.
Every dude I know is like, yeah, I'll have eight of those. I'm like, you suck to talk to
a
right
bread
now.
You know, basket in your mouth.
Yeah. You know when you're in a relationship and you have to do the thing where you're like, do you fart? Are you gonna fart in front of me? You know that thing? Mm-hmm. I have to go. Do not burp in front of me. I don't care if you fart by accident, people fart by accident. Don't. I've dated guys who think it's funny. Once you get on that thing where you're like pooping in the shower, like farting.
Hold on, pooping in the shower.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you said. I was thinking about
pissing
my thing.
In your
really
diaper,
listening.
Smoking in the boys'
sucking
room,
each other
pooping
off
in
your
shower,
diaper.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
but when you get to that phase where you're like, we can do body stuff around each other, sometimes boys think it's funny to like pretend to whisper to you or like go to kiss you and burp in your face.
That's,
and if you do that to
gross.
Me, I will fucking hit you, dude. I hate it. I think it's so gross. Thoughts? Am I wrong again?
You're like, if you fucking do anything that pisses me off, I'll kill you. Does anyone want to disagree?
Yeah. Am I wrong about this one too, you guys?
No, I think they're the same. I think farting and burping
are
the same.
Don't give a stank on that. You're the craziest take ever. Yeah. This should have been your respect.
Yeah. Right. I'm right.
What if it smelled
well, okay,
better?
Okay, then.
What if it was like, because you vape, you blow your little fucking vape smoke everywhere
yeah,
all
sure
the time.
Do.
Yeah.
So what if a burp had a little more vape sauce to it?
Then I'd be okay.
Okay.
But it smells like hot dogs, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, we just got to train you to get more into hot dogs.
we got to get you a hot dog flavored vape.
Yeah. A hot dog gal over
brother,
there.
Brother, I like a hot dog.
Okay.
God, but not when it's shaped like a burp.
I want a hot dog.
Is this still the podcast? Would you
yeah,
say?
I think we should wrap up. I do think so. I do love this, but
fine,
it's
the
3 hours.
Alone.
The cheese stands alone.
I guess in the last 20 minutes can probably just be cut.
It's for personal.
Mostly one little rant.
I did too.
Thank you so much for having us on. This
whatever.
Has been
it's been great.
Go back to fucking Minneapolis. By the way.
Okay.
Your state is auditing me, and I take issue with you because of that.
Dumbass filled out a W-9. We shouldn't have.
Well, they made me. Oh. They held a gun to my head.
They said they're going to burp on me.
They held a gun to my head and made me fill one out.
Burp gun.
We can talk off pod. I do want to know what you're being audited for.
$40.
Sex trafficking.
Dumbass.
For the one weekend I did.
Because she's on the Epstein list, and they know it.
And I'm on the Epstein list.
Yeah.
But the other one.
Yeah.
Guys,
I was a kid.
Yeah.
Check out our specials.
Epstein's Angels. All right.
Sam's special is coming out sometime before the end of the year.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's called. We don't know when it's coming out, but we know it's fucking good.
But we know it's going to be fucking
good. It's
going
to be great.
Hey, if you listen to this podcast and you have reached out to me from this podcast in the past, just know I think you're great and I appreciate you.
Your eyes look fucking wild.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
You know what you did.
Miss Lady.
You little slut.
You know who you are, Miss Lady.
You dirty little.
And if you want to reach out to Sam, send him your boobs.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to do anything, you little twerp.
All right, Ben, what's the name?
Fuck?
Ben, what is the name of your special?
My special is called Supple Harlot. You can check it out on YouTube. I don't know exactly when this will come out, but it'll be out August 11th for free. There's going to be an album, too, that'll have bonus tracks. If you want to buy the album, help support me, that'd be great. You can follow me on all the things at Shaq Katzner and check out my podcast. Lizzie's been on it. Sam's been on it. You need to be
what
on it.
What the hell?
Ooh, you haven't been in town.
I'll come.
It's called Troll Hole and it's very fun. I do it with another comedian, Michael Esther, and it's a great time.
It's called Troll Hole and it's named after me.
Mm-hmm. That's what your boyfriend
I
calls
let
you.
Trolls come in me.
Yeah. Lizzie, where can they find you and follow you?
Follow me on
Lizzie's out of control this podcast.
Sorry, I thought we came here to have fun.
No, that's where we go to the troll hole.
What is this, a fucking movie theater? Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That rules.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy.
Somebody had a bad take.
She's lashing out.
I stand by it. Yeah. Alone.
I'm the cheese.
I'm the cheese. Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. I run a show every Wednesday in Brooklyn at The Gutter at 9.
Andrea Comedy 69 across all platforms. And that's it, folks.
And fucking check this studio, this podcast studio is incredible.
It really is great.
You need
every
to record your shit here.
It's like nicer and there's cool new setups and
thanks,
it's very exciting.
It's
maybe
very
next
nice.
Time there'll be like different producers or whatever. But other than that,
sure, yeah,
it's
yeah,
really
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
No, this is incredible space. Thank you for having us.
Do you guys
us.
Think we should start recording?
You. Yeah. 4B Studios, check it out. Good night.
Lock the gates.
Good job, folks.